This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good morning to you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A little rain in the area, but still, it's Memorial Day weekend and a Friday, so how bad can that be for you? This is Randy Bushcutter, along with our good friend Jimmy Langan joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. I see you were able to swim your way in. Jim, good to see you.
Yeah, yesterday was kind of a nice day, but yeah. I guess the weather report was supposed to be bad. They were correct.
Yeah, they got this one right, that's for sure. But it'll be a rainy day. It was a beautiful day yesterday for the Huskers playing baseball. Not a beautiful finish. Very indicative of how things went for Nebraska all year. Kind of is how that game finished up. They finally got a big base hit with bases were loaded. They had two guys on. I don't think they had too many two out hits throughout the course of the year. Got a nice lead and then just piddled it away in the bottom of the eighth inning. And it was just very indicative of how the last 6 weeks have gone here for the Huskers, and who are now out of any contention for any kind of postseason play whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm sure they're disappointed, too. You know, they had a fairly decent team. If they just could have got a little momentum at some time, I think, you know, that was the type of team that could win eight or nine games in a row.
Yeah.
And they played fairly well in late March, you know, and kind of looked like they're, for a while they were going to have a fairly good team, you know. And they still were a decent baseball team. But, you know, they just were a run short so many times. And, I mean, that happens a lot of times, and you know that's the difference in Major League Baseball. There's a lot of teams that go 162, and there's a lot that go 62 and 100.
Yeah,
and the difference is a lot of one-run games that you just don't seem to be able to. To win, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for whatever that reason is, whether it's, you know, there's so many different ways to win a baseball game, and a lot of it is relief pitching, a lot of it's starting pitching, sometimes it's timely hitting, it's defense, whatever it is. But whatever it was, Nebraska found ways to lose in the last 20, 30 games instead of find ways to win.
And you kind of mentioned in February and in March, they found ways to win those games, and they kind of used up all that allotment of, I don't want to call it luck, but they came through at crucial times, and a lot of midweek stuff they played pretty well in, but once the conference season rolled around, they were just that step behind everything. You know, exactly as you said, they just weren't able to come up with that timely hit. They weren't able to get the out when they needed it. I mean, whatever it took to lose the game by a run, that's kind of what happened to Nebraska the last 6 weeks.
You know, it's kind of what happens in Big Ten play or even in any conference play, is you have your number one guy go against their number one guy. Well, if he's just not quite as good as their number one guy, mm-hmm. you might go 10-20 in those games. You know what I mean? I mean, and so then your two goes against their two. Well, it seemed like in the Big Ten, the top two pitchers were very good in the Big Ten. In Iowa, you know, at Illinois, you know, in some schools, their top two pitchers were really good, and we just couldn't find a way. And in midweek games, we played really well on Wednesdays. You know, when we got to play the four and five pitchers, we found ways to win those games with our four and five pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
But we just couldn't do anything with our one and two against somebody else's one and two.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened to them. Of course, now with that over with, now we can play full attention to the Legion baseball schedule as it's kind of going on. And kind enough to join us is our first guest of the day. As we'll be turning our attention to that. And Coach Kundig from Hastings Five Points, kind enough to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Russ, did you bring a snorkel today? Because it's raining pretty good here in Kearney. If you might need a snorkel if you guys are going to try to play today.
Yeah, we're not on today, but we just got done in practice right in time, that's for sure.
Oh, you actually got it in early this morning, huh?
Yep, we went 9 o'clock this morning, got our PFPs in, got that kind of stuff in. The grass was wetter than heck, so we hit inside, but got on the field a little bit, which we haven't been able to do very often this year.
And you guys are in action here tonight. I'm trying to look at my schedule here. Is it Ralston, North Platte this weekend?
Yep, Ralston, North Platte tomorrow. That'll be a league game, which is kind of early, but worked out for us that way. So we'll go Ralston at noon tomorrow, North Platte at noon tomorrow and Ralston at 5, and they'll play each other in between us.
And you have, I think I read here that you're suiting up 13, which is a little bit lower number than you kind of have over the course of the last few years. Tell me how you ended up with kind of the 13 on your roster here. Do you wish you had a couple more? Or are you kind of glad that you have that number so you can kind of spread around the playing time? Just talk a little bit about the building of your roster here.
Sure. Well, we had 8 returners from last year. So we felt like we were going to play them a heck of a lot and expect a lot out of them. And then the other 5 guys that were coming up from the junior team, all of them played multiple positions. A couple of the junior or sophomore kids can catch for us also. So when we started looking at 15, we just didn't know, those 2 guys, the extra guys going to sit with all the people that can play multiple positions, and all the guys coming up from the junior team also are pitchers that will be able to throw a lot of innings for us. So 13 is a good number. We're going to go. Guys are going to get a lot of playing time, and hopefully we'll find that right 9 guys for towards the end of the year.
Yeah, Coach Jim Belanger here. You know, last year your seniors really caught fire at the state tournament and finished 3rd. I mean, I think that was a surprise to most of the state, you know, that you finished 3rd. Kearney finished 3rd. Grand Island finished 2nd. Talk a little bit about how tough it is and just in this area playing baseball in this Cornhusker League.
Yeah, definitely. I think our Cornhusker League is a great stepping stone for us to get to the end of that season. For us, we got one of the best teams in the Cornhusker League every year, Kearney with us in the area. North Platte's always good. Even Scotts Bluff out west. You know, anytime a team's winning 30, 35 games every year, you get that mentality in your head and you can be pretty good. You look at Grand Island this year. Coach Asher and I were talking this morning. They bring the Ewing kid back and Phoenix Stevenson back to a team that's pretty good in the spring already. They're going to be a really tough team, too.
We're speaking with Hastings head baseball coach from Five Points Bank, Russ Kendig. And, Russ, I guess one thing that you always kind of look at, and Jimmy was kind of talking about a little bit with Nebraska baseball, and that is the importance of pitching, especially at the top of your pitching rotation. In Legion ball, it's a little bit different than it is in college in terms of the importance at the top. But talk a little bit in general how your pitching rotation looks like, what kind of depth do you have, that sort of thing.
Sure. You know, you say that it's different. It definitely is because our number one or, 1A would probably be Zach Merrill, who's also going to have to go play first base for us. He's also going to have to go play second base, run bases, which is a lot different than the college game. Matt Krantz is another guy he threw the other night for us that we'll rely on. Those two will be kind of at the top of our rotation. And then we'll also look at a Jared Foote that really threw well for us last year. In some big games. Alex Panganiban, a Legion baby that was one of our top guys on the mound. He'll be back for us this year. He's fighting some carpal tunnel, I guess, in his arm, and he's not pitching yet. He's got to take probably another 2 or 3 weeks off before he'll get back on the bump. Then you look at a guy like Blaine Dreher, a sophomore that we brought up that we really like. Might be the hardest throwing guy we have on our team right now. Vinny Schmidt, a competitor, but all our guys that we've got right now have got some varsity experience, whether it was baseball or like Brooks and Sam Reimer or Benny Schmidt's been starting quarterback at a Class B high school since his freshman year. So, we're happy with our rotation. We'll throw Alex Mendoza. He's kind of that guy that we go to when we get in a pinch. I think he had close to 20 appearances last year for us, and he'll kind of be our stop the water, floodgates. Come in and get us out of some innings. So we're happy with our pitching. We think we're going to be pretty deep with it.
Yeah, Coach, I agree. I think Hastings is a real good baseball team. I mean, there's no doubt. And I think you've got a chance to win this whole Cornhusker State League. You get to host the state tournament, too. Talk a little bit about that and the excitement there for Hastings in that and in the new field and et cetera.
Yeah, you know, we're really happy. We got a great facility here, and we just got to make it even better last year once we got into it halfway through the season last year. You know, Hastings is a great community, just like Kearney and Grand Island. When we get something like a state tournament, you know, we really fill it up, no matter if we have any relation as a community to the game or not. We really support our local and area sports, and we're ready to go. We got to find a way to keep our baseball minds and our skills sharp with the idea that, hey, we're already in the state tournament, but we'll always take it when we can get it.
Well, Coach, I absolutely agree. I mean, it wonderful. Duncan Field was wonderful before the renovations and just absolutely gorgeous with how it looks last year. And then this year, the excitement of you guys being in the tournament. And you mentioned it, you alluded to it a little bit. Is there that worry that maybe there's a lack of focus a little bit because you know that you're already in the state tournament? Is there a lack of focus with that, or does that actually give you more motivation to say, guys, we got the home cooking. We've got a chance to really make something happen if we're playing our best ball when that time arrives? So work to continue to improve and get better.
Right. That's exactly right. You know, we put it on them. We can go into the state tournament and be that team that everybody says, hey, they don't even belong here. They shouldn't be here. Or we can go out and we can play really well, win our area, finish second in our area, qualify like everybody else does, which is exactly what we're planning on doing. And, you know, everybody wants to represent their hometown, and guys are really sharp. This is a different group we got this year. They've really been focused, and hopefully that'll carry on throughout the year.
We've talked a little bit about your pitching. How about offensively? Are there some guys out there, and we'll probably hear a lot of the same names, but offensively, what kind of team do you think you guys are going to have? And obviously that's an important part of the game as well, that half of the inning.
Yeah, you're right. You're going to hear some of the same names. You know, Alex Panganiban is going to sit in the middle of that with Brooks Asher and Zach Merrill. Probably we'll try and figure out who our 3, 4, and 5 guys are there. One guy that doesn't get mentioned a whole lot, but I don't know what we'd do without him, is Brock Drier at the top of the order. That guy can really hit it. He's got good speed on the bases. He's just a terror on the bases. He really led us to the state tournament. We're going to ask him an awful lot this year again at the top of the order. And then you get into guys like Sam Reimer that hit at the bottom of the order. You know, we went into that, I think it was the second inning or third inning against Peyton Pocock and Kearney on Friday night, and Peyton had only needed 4 pitches to get our 7 and 8 hitter out. And Sam Reimer goes up there and extends in the bat with 9 pitching, you know, at bat. So we'll ask a lot out of Sam, too. You know, maybe not go up there and hit 350 for us, but be a pesky guy towards the bottom of that hole, execute sacrifice bunts, execute hit and runs, extend innings and make pitchers work. So we're excited. I think we'll be able to hit the ball. Braden Ballantyne struggled the other night, but he's a guy that can hit. We know he will. And if we can get some help from some of the young guys, Grant Schmidt, Blaine Drier, Vinny Schmidt, no relation, and Devin Weinman coming up, I think we can score enough runs to go with a good defense. You know, we thought we played well Friday. Hopefully we can pitch, or Monday night, pitch and play defense like that, and I think we're going to win some ball games. We have a Kearney team that we know is going to hit and pitch to 4 runs. We feel like we can hold them to 4 runs. We probably should beat teams like that.
Coach, another thing that's kind of interesting about the Tri-Cities, especially Kearney and Hastings, they have to balance having maybe 2 or 3 different high schools where the players, most Legion teams, you know, that's the Northeast team or the East team or whatever from the Lincoln areas, and they're all one high school. Different here, yeah, in the Tri-Cities. You're balancing 3 different high schools, and you have to kind of make sure that kind of works and have that kind of team chemistry. How is that process in terms of trying to get 3, maybe even 4 different high schools together on the same page and kind of have that team chemistry that you're going to have because you're going to battle with the same guys all summer long? How do you kind of build that team chemistry, and how's that coming along?
Sure. You know, a lot of them compete against each other, the Hastings Highs and the Adams Centrals, so they have a little camaraderie there. And the other thing with the way select baseball shot up, you know, most of these guys have played together off and on throughout that. But right now we got 11 Hastings High kids, or 10 Hastings High kids, 1 Legion baby that was a Hastings High kid, and 2 St. Cecilia kids. So, you know, Brooks is a pretty easy guy to get along with, and then Grant is too. So you know, it's a good group of guys, and we don't put too much stock into trying to get those guys to agree or disagree, become teammates. They know once they put that Hastings uniform on, they are one town, and that's what we try to get across to them.
Yeah, Coach, I agree. I think Kearney does the same thing, and Grand Island does the same thing, you know, with the schools, Northwest, Central Catholic, and Senior High. So, you know, they find ways. And then you have a couple kids that have gone out for track at Grand Island that come in and play baseball, you know, after they've gone their whole season. But, you know, Kearney and Hastings have one thing in common. They don't have that high school season. So when they do get this Legion and they get that program going, but I know one thing. I know Kearney has a lot of respect for the Hastings players and you and your program. So it'd be nice if both of them can get to the state tournament, and it'd be nice if both of them got to play in Hastings so they didn't have to drive too far. But I know everybody's looking forward to the rivalry, and it seems like we play each other about five times a year. So start throwing your 6 and 7 pitchers at us. We're tired of seeing your 1 and 2s.
Hey, you talk to Arch, and maybe we can figure something out.
Well, we'll have that offensive juggernaut there where we kind of throw batting practice at each other. Russ, how do you kind of feel the start of the season's kind of gone for you already? Obviously, you started at Kearney and then had a game scheduled last night with Aurora. How are things kind of looking for you guys so far?
You know, like I said, I thought we played well. Defensively, we're going to be sharp. Pitching, we're going to be pretty good on the mound, too. We're going to have to hit the ball, which, you know, early sometimes getting into those schools out east, is those pitchers are a little ways ahead of our hitters and their hitters, too. So we're going to have to hit the ball. You know, I don't think we're going to have to worry too much about our pitching and our defense. Pretty disappointing with Aurora last night. That would have been a nice game to get in. You know, it wasn't quite windy enough last night for it to be too nice an opening night. But... Now we're hoping to get these games in tomorrow, because if we don't, then we got 3 out of 4 games canceled, and then Grand Island, we're supposed to play their B team on Sunday, and their success in the state tournament has proven the 5-day NSAA rule that we can't play them on Sunday. So if we don't get that one, and then we start our season on Tuesday, a couple more league games against Columbus on the road, so hopefully we can get something in tomorrow.
Well, I hope it stays dry enough for you to get that in as well. Ross, really appreciate the time. Best of luck to you this season.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. That's Russ Kindig, the head coach of the Five Points Bank Legion team out in Hastings, and they always have a great program going on there. It's always great matchups when the Tri-City areas get together, and again, if you haven't had a chance to go out there last year after the renovations to Duncan Field, absolutely gorgeous. What the place was always beautiful, but they've actually found a way to improve it, and I think it's very exciting that the state tournament is coming back to Duncan Field, and that'll be a great venue. And obviously, that's the goal for Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, all getting to be able to play there at Duncan Field in the state tournament.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and you know, one thing Coach Kindug said, and he maybe didn't elaborate on it, but you know, when you Kearney and Hastings, when they play each other, they do see pretty good pitching. They have in the past. And you know, you know, if you look at the state tournament the other day, there was a game, and it was there's 3 teams left, and the first game was 19-9. Okay, the second game was 1-0, and the kid threw a 1-hitter. Okay, so you already know what the one they ran out of pitching, but they saved both teams saved one pitcher back because they're trying to win the state you know, championship. And but they had to take on a West Side kid, and you know that game ends 1-0. The game ended on an interference call. You know, a guy stole second base, but the batter went through too far and interfered with the catcher's throw, and that was the third out of the inning. So what a way to end a state championship game on a 1-hitter. Yeah. You know, they walked the guy, and then he got to first, was stole second, and he was called safe, but they ended up calling him out because of interference. But again, you know, we got 19-9, and you know the team was ahead 9-0 and gave up 19 straight runs over the second, third, fourth, and sixth inning. Gave up 19 straight runs. Isn't that something? Yeah, I mean, that's amazing that would happen in with only 3 teams left in a state championship baseball in the state of Nebraska. And then turn around and have a 1-0 game the next game.
Well, it makes Nebraska maybe feel a little bit better because they were up, you know, 7-2 or whatever it was, and they ended up giving up those runs and then getting beat yesterday and wrapping that up. So It's all in good fashion here. It's all getting started. And again, Hastings will be at home on Saturday. Tomorrow, hopefully, it'll be dry enough. Ralston and North Platte in town. First game will start at 12 noon, and there'll be plenty of baseball for you there at Duncan Field. And it's raining right now, as we've alluded to, but you can't always guarantee that Mother Nature is going to be able to come through for you. You can rely, however, on T&L Irrigation. The irrigation season is right around the corner, folks. That's why you need to find out why so many growers are moving to the T&L hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation system. T&L's superior reliability, their low maintenance safety, plus the simplicity of T&L's hydraulic design are just a few of the reasons why you see so many T&Ls out in the fields in this area. Contact your T&L directly or your local T&L dealer, or visit their website at TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com to learn why T&L irrigation systems are like no other. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking with the new football coach over at Hastings High. We'll talk with Charlie Shoemaker as we continue with more of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Cornhusker Honda presents a reality check. You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda in Grand Island. You'll find great savings right now at America's most reliable cars and trucks. Plus, financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months with your good credit. That's savings for the long haul. The reality is the right choice is right here. Cornhusker Honda, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll stay with cloudy skies across the area today, with a few showers developing mainly late, with a high of 54, southeast wind. Stay at 5 to 15. Now we'll see some scattered showers tonight with a low near 50. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 52.
To the Doug and Daddy Show. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, and we were talking about a little Legion baseball out by Duncan Field. Is kind of ground zero for great eating in Hastings. That's Big Dally's Deli, home of a bazillion to one sandwiches. They have two locations to serve you, 610 East South Street in Hastings, and reopening. They already have that done over in the downtown Hastings area on West 2nd Street at 801 West 2nd. All their sandwiches serve with your choice of freshly baked bread or bun, cheese, fresh veggies, condiments, a dill spear on the side, Big Daly's Deli has side items like chips, potato salad, fruit cups, side salad, homemade soup available in a cup or in a bowl, desserts, cookies, and a whole lot more. And Big Daly's Deli also offers those meat and cheese trays, and that would be a great thing to have around the house over this Memorial Day weekend. Don't have to worry about cooking. Have some nice little walking around food there. They also have those two-foot sandwiches for special events. Call ahead for current pricing and for special orders. Big Daly's Deli, home of a zillion and one sandwiches, because too many is better than not enough, and you certainly have all those options at Big Daly's Deli. And exercising the option to kind of move on a little bit is Charlie Shoemaker, who for the past be six seasons, I guess, was the head coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, moving on now to Hastings High, and kind enough to join us to talk about that is Coach Shoemaker. And Charlie, congratulations on your new gig moving up to Class B.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about that decision. What kind of led you to go, and obviously you know a little bit of the area, being at Grand Island Central Catholic and Hastings High. Talk a little bit about what went in to your decision to become the head coach of the Tigers.
Well, you know, I mean, we weren't really looking to leave, but the opportunity kind of presented itself, and I know some people in Hastings. They kind of encouraged me to apply, so I looked at it, and you know, I wanted to go through the whole interview process and see how it felt, you know, from an administrative standpoint, what kind of support, what their vision was. And as I moved through the process, it was, you know, to me, it was a good move, because I think that their vision is strong with what they want to accomplish, not just as a football program, but as an athletic program as a school. So that was exciting, and there's just a lot of good things going on there. Now, in the same breath, it was very difficult to leave the kids that I had at Central and move our family again. So, you know, it was kind of a bittersweet day when I decided to take the job, but I'm definitely excited for the opportunity.
And obviously you've had a tremendous amount of success at Grand Island Central Catholic. You guys have made the state tournament every year since you came there back in 2009. And talk a little bit about where that program was when you began, because you started off on such a great note, started off undefeated throughout the course of the regular season, and then kind of right. Where the program is now.
Yeah, you know, when I took over, you know, Coach Rizak had some really good years there, and so they had consistently been making the playoffs. And our goal when I went to Central was to, you know, kind of take it to the next level. And through our time, we made it to the quarterfinals twice. And, you know, we beat some really good teams over the years, and probably overachieved with some groups. And of course, you have some struggles in there too. But, you know, we wanted to be one of the best programs in C1. And I think consistently we were in that breath. You know, we were ranked a lot, but, you know, we tried to put the hard work in and keep kids accountable and have them accountable to each other, you know, kind of much of the same of what we'll do at Hastings.
Speaking with Hastings' new head football coach, Charlie Shoemaker, and Charlie, now we can kind of contrast that to Hastings High. Last time they made the state playoffs was back in 2010, and they have not won a playoff game since 2007. Talk a little bit about what you kind of see there at Hastings, and you said you have a lot of hope for the future, but you know, the last 8 years, it's been a little bit tough there. What have been some of the struggles that Hastings has not been able to work their way past up to this point?
You know, I don't know, you know, in detail what probably the struggles have been. I think I'll find that out as I go. But I guess all I can do is kind of take my plan and what we want to do. And what we really want to do is get the town of Hastings really behind Tiger football and get the kids excited about it from the elementary level all the way through the middle school and just feed right up through the high school. And I think that's going to take time. You know, and I think it's just like anything. When you got a process like that, you want to lay a great foundation. You know, we want our kids to have a great experience in playing high school football for the Tigers. So we're going to kind of go about that process and really build the ground up and get kids excited, get parents excited, get community members excited, and we're pretty pumped to get that going.
Yeah, Coach, I think that's a good point about what has happened in the past. I mean, you just got to go on with what's going on in the future. You're going to take over a program that has had success in the late 1990s and 2000, but right now.
Right.
But a lot of times, too, that's your schedule. I mean, a lot of times, you know, you could Class B was really tough in the area, and their schedule, you know, with Aurora being really good year in and year out, and McCook being pretty good, you know, there's some schools in Class B. What's your schedule look like for next year? And what's how many kids do you have that started for Hastings last year that are back?
You know, and I'm still trying to get all my information with the kids we have coming back. I know we've got a pretty decent nucleus of some skill players back, so we'll evaluate those guys in the next couple weeks on film and really see what we have. But schedule-wise, you know, the biggest thing for me is going to be longer bus rides. We're going to be heading out west, and we've got some of those trips out there to Scotts Bluff, Gehring, things like that. But of course, we'll play Aurora and McCook, and we've got Adams Central in town as well. So to me, I mean, it looks like a schedule that can be we can be very competitive, and that's the start. And you want to make sure you're competitive in all those games, and hopefully if you can kind of control the ball and be able to run the ball, play great defense, put yourself in a position where you have an opportunity to win. Hopefully, we can do the right things to close those close games out and pull out some wins. So we're excited about it. But we'll see how that all kind of shakes up with the players we have back in the next couple weeks.
Speaking with Charlie Shoemaker, the head football coach now at Hastings High. And, Coach, back in 93, won Class A, did Hastings. 94, they won Class B the very next year, back-to-back titles, two different classes. You know, those guys had to start having kids. I mean, they have to be kind of working their way through the system here a little bit. So you kind of have to have that looking forward to, don't you?
I guess you kind of always hope maybe they move back to town and they're excited and ready to go and kind of get the next generation going. So hopefully that's the case. I just think that the vision that the school has right now, I think they're ready to kind of break through and get all their programs competitive, you know, not just football, but I think, I'm a big multi-sport guy. I mean, I want my kids doing a lot of different things and being competitive year-round. So, that's a vision that Hastings also shared that I think is going to benefit all the coaches down the road.
Have you talked to the assistant coaches last year? Is it going to be the same? Is there going to be a big shakeup? Where are you with your assistant coaches?
I'm still trying to get all the guys that are on staff and get their numbers and contact information. It's been kind of a whirlwind the last few days, and actually right now I'm heading up to state track, so. As the weekend unfolds, I'll get all that, and early next week we'll get meeting with everybody. But I think we've got quite a few assistants that'll be retained, and I've got one assistant, Coach Dwayne Spala, is going to be coming with me as well. So that'll be good having somebody that knows the system we've been running and has some insight there.
Yeah, I think he'd be a great guy to have, Coach. With your positive demeanor and your charisma, I think wherever you go, you're going to have your kids are going to want to play football for you. It's nice to have you got to have a couple players though that the NCAA, some of those college coaches want too, to really help you out. You know, the Jimmy
right.
and the Joes, but I think you're going to be able to build the program. And congratulations to you, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much, and we're excited about it. And hopefully over time here, we're going to get that thing back to where it should be.
All right, Charlie. Hey, we appreciate the time and do wish you the best of luck down in the future.
All right. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Hey, you too, Charlie. Appreciate the time. That's Charlie Shoemaker, the head football coach now at Hastings High, moving over from Grand Island Central Catholic, just announcing that in the last couple of days here. In fact, it came to fruition yesterday, so still trying to put everything together. Hasn't had a chance to really kind of dissect the roster here a little bit. But, you know, there was a time Hastings was the preeminent football program in the state. It really was a top-notch program. They've had some success. Been kind of a down period for the last few years, but everything's cyclical, and I think they certainly have the right guy in place to kind of lead them into the future. I think Charlie's a pretty good football coach.
Yeah, I mean, and GICC to Hastings is not a huge move. I mean, the GICC kids and the Hastings kids are going to be about the same athletic-wise, so what he's going to do program-wise. C1 football in this area was pretty competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at Kearney Catholic, I think Boone Central, you get out a little further further where Central Catholic was playing some of those people like David City Aquinas and Pierce. Maybe a little, you know, that group out northeast was pretty tough too. But so I would imagine that you know, going over to Hastings, it's not going to be like he's going from an 8-man school trying to make this move. But, you know, not that you can't do that. I mean, we had a kid from Overton, Snodgrass, went to York and kind of built that program up. So, you know, sometimes, but I, again, you know, I mean, you want to have coaches and you want to have them and you want to be able to play for somebody that's fun to play for. And sometimes change is what takes that for a while. But eventually, you know, you've got to be able to get kids and get them to go out, get them to want to play for you. And when you're, sometimes these teams that are 1-4, they can quit on you real quick. When you're 5-0, no one's quitting on you. It's fun to go to practice then. But what you got to do then, you got to find a way to get that season because, hey, we got to get better for next year too, as well as, hey, let's finish this thing out as best we can. Hey, we might finish the season 4-5. You know, but, you know, sometimes, you know, that's the best difference between going 4-5 and 2-7. And, you know, and I think, you know, you got to be able to just get that interest and get that level and keep motivating people and get them to play for you. It's just 9 games. Yeah. You know, it's just 9 games. Yeah.
You're kind of limited to the players that you have, the Jimmies and Joes, but I'll tell you what, Charlie knows some X's and O's because he's had success every place he's coached at. Originally came from the Cambridge area, and those teams had some success too as well. So he knows a little bit about this game, and I think that there's a lot of credence there. And then if you talk to Charlie Shoemaker very long at all, you know that he knows the game of football, and he also knows people, and he knows how to both kick him in the butt and pat him on the back, you know, and when to do each one of those two things. And I think that's a good hire for Hastings.
Well, not only that, what a great move, too. You know, Dwayne Spall used to coach at Grand Island Northwest. He was from Pierce, I think, had a lot of success. And Pierce could be wrong. I might have the wrong school. But he came from a school like that, went to Northwest, then kind of retired. Now he's helping his GICC football. And he takes the job there and he goes, hey, can you drive the other 20 miles over here to help me out? I mean, and that's a lot of it, you know. Just taking that assistant coach with you, that's an interesting move, and that's going to hurt Central Catholic. I mean, you know, I mean, that really is. I mean, Central Catholic's lost two pretty good football coaches. I mean, somebody else is going to take the job, and I'm sure they're going to do a fine job, too. But that's an interesting thing that he's done, and that's going to help Hastings High out.
Yeah, so good hire there, and certainly do wish him the best of luck. We are here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, and right now, don't forget that they need product specialists. They need salespeople there at Midway as they continue to grow and to expand. You have a 5-day work week, a full benefit package, and so they have somewhat of a flexible schedule there. They're willing to work with you. You can check out all the available careers, and obviously they need those salespeople, but they need other positions as well. You can check out the entire list of careers at MidwayCareers.com, MidwayCareers.com. Two locations include 8 new car franchises and a used car superstore that's opening, looks like almost any day now as they're starting to stock things up there. Midway is always searching for talented team members, and if you're looking for a progressive and stable company in which to build a career around, they'd love to talk to you. The automotive industry rapidly expanding, and Midway is expanding right along with it. They are currently hiring. With hard work and integrity, you will make it, you will succeed. A position at Midway provides the opportunity to build long-term relationships, have a positive impact on others and the community, propel your career skills, and enhance your financial well-being. Come be part of the growth at Midway and recognize your full potential. Check them out at MidwayCareers.com. We're going to take a quick break. Don't forget, coming up here in a little bit, we'll have the Fanatics Friday Fantastic Fan Quiz coming up as we continue with the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
This Memorial Day weekend, it's time to tackle the landscaping project. Steinbrink's Landscaping and Greenhouse has their roots planted right here. Come see the largest selection of shrubs, perennials, and ornamental grasses in central Nebraska. Now through Memorial Day, the more you buy, the more you save. Buy $50 worth of shrubs, perennials, and ornamental grasses and save 10%. Spend $100 and save 20%. Open all weekend and Memorial Day 9 to 3. Locally owned, locally grown, Steinbrink's. South of Highway 30, 30th Avenue, Kearney.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Bonner Park.
Let's do lunch today at Bonner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. How about a crispy chef's salad, juicy bacon cheeseburger, or marinated Heartland steak sandwich? Complete bar service too. And you can play Keno and wager on thoroughbred racing all from top tracks. And don't forget Memorial Day weekend racing at the Finish Line, Grand Island, number one for food and fun.
Are the old prescriptions piling up? Is unused or expired medicine filling your cabinet? Leaving old medicine around can lead to accidental poisoning or illegal use by others, but you shouldn't just toss or flush it. Take your old or unwanted medicine to one of the following pharmacies for proper disposal: Hy-Vee, Medicap Pharmacy, ABC Drugs, Valley Pharmacy, and Spanda Health Mart in Ravenna. Visit NebraskaMeds.org to view the growing list of pharmacies that will properly dispose of your old or expired medications. This message was brought to you by Positive Pressure and Buffalo County Community Partners.
Crazy Burn is the latest, hottest weight loss product exclusively being sold at the Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. Are you looking to get fit and slim down for summer? Crazy Burn has ephedra effects, resulting in more energy, appetite suppression, and amazing weight loss. Start working on that beach body today. Don't go mad hoping for something to work. Get crazy with Crazy Burn and start getting results today. Available exclusively at your Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, and the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Doug and Danny Show. A lot of stuff going on around the state. Obviously, a couple of state events going on. The biggest one, of course, in Omaha with the state track meet. And we'll have straight track meet reports throughout the course of the day here on ESPN Radio and throughout the myriad of our stations at Platte River Radio, as we'll be following that for you as well. And we'll also take a look at some state tennis here coming up in just a little bit as well. Get you updated on what has happened here today. But we begin this segment with the Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics. Which first-year NBA coach has done a better job of getting his team into the conference finals? The question was it Steve Kerr or David Blatt? That Blatt guy kind of had LeBron. That didn't hurt too much at all. But Steve Kerr was our winning vote-getter here with about 83% of the vote. And you're nodding your head, Jim. You would agree, you would concur here that Kerr's done a nice job.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Here's something's kind of a point I'm going to try to make to our listeners. When people get upset about things, okay, you look back at the NCAA basketball championship game, and you know Kentucky gets beat by Wisconsin, and Wisconsin's got a lead over Duke, and the game seesaws back and forth. What an exciting game to watch! In the football, you get Ohio State in Oregon, and it's a pretty good football game. You don't know who's going to win. In fact, Ohio State's the fourth seed out of four teams, and they win the whole thing. And you've got that excitement of it going on. I can give some other examples. In the World Series, it goes down to seven games. The Royals got a runner on third base, and the Giants got a pitcher that you know this is his last inning. He's pitched so many innings, mm-hmm. and you know he's going to go on. And that's what the disappointment was about the boxing fight.
Oh, yeah.
The fight.
It didn't live up to the hype.
It did not even come close. And not only that, the two guys didn't even fight that way. I mean, they just punched and boxed and made their money.
Yeah.
And they did not have that. And that's why people are really upset, because these other things have lived up to it. Well, I'll tell you what, in that NBA game last night that went down to the final shot, you know, we had a hell of a game last night between the Golden State Warriors, you know, and that thing went right down. We've had a lot of those that have gone right down to the seventh game in the NBA, and that's why it's exciting. It's exciting to watch sports that go down to that extent. And they're talking about that too. That was exciting. The guy comes in there and plays some defense and does what he has to do, does his role to win the game. And I think that's what people want. People love things when both people are competitive and the games are fair and they're pretty close, and you don't know who's going to win.
Well, and the Rockets played great, really, in the two games that they played at Golden State. Didn't pick up a win, and now they're in trouble.
Yes, they are.
You know, because that's a pretty good basketball team that they're playing. So, again, Steve Kerr got 83% of the vote there. David Blatt and the tried to call a timeout, and Tyronn Lue stopped him. Probably didn't help him at all in terms of this vote here. Well, today's Midtown Market Cooler question. On this date, May 22nd, 38 years ago, Janet Guthrie became the first woman to qualify for the Indianapolis 500 auto race. How likely are we to see more women in auto racing in the near future? Pretty simple question. Do you think that women will continue to kind of grow in auto racing? Do you think it's very likely or not very likely? Those are your two options that you have there. Personally, myself, I think we're kind of at a plateau. I think we'll see a little bit of it. I just don't think that we'll ever see the day that half the drivers are female. In that as well. In fact, I don't think we'll get to the point where it's even 25%, you know, for whatever reason. Not that they can't do it. I think that absolutely women are completely capable of competing in that sport in a very even fashion. I just don't think that there's nature or nurture. I'm not sure which one it is. I just don't think there's going to be as much interest with that. So I would say not very likely. What do you think?
I don't know how I feel about this. I guess I look at it. The car does the work. I mean, what kind of the car? I mean, you're looking about the tires in the car. I think a woman driver, if would be able to handle this
easily. Yeah.
And I think, you know, that we're going to see more of this. I think the same thing's true in horse racing. We have some women jockeys that have had a lot of success. They've gone out. I'd much rather have her ride my horse than some other guys that when I'm putting my $2 on the thing. You know, so I think, you know, that we have to face reality on that. When you go to any track meet, you'll see there's a girl that'll triple jump 40 feet, and you know, some days that's good enough to beat any boy that was there. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's pretty. See, we can see that in different sports. Now, when you look at the whole thing in the Olympics, and you have the world champion, and you look at the male and the female, we understand there's a difference because of how far they jump and who had the fastest time, and etc. So, we've been able to compare that on a track and field and change that. But I know one thing: a lot of things that I do, a female's a lot better than I am at it. And I've had a lot of people at the schools that I've dealt with. As a principal, there were a lot of people that I went, and they were much better at handling that situation than I was, and I'm glad I decided to let them do it instead of me.
Yeah, driving is skills. You mentioned horse racing. I think that's skills, not so much the physicality of it. I think in those areas, women can compete very equally with men. I just think that more men are introduced to it. And as a result of that, it's kind of how we raise our daughters. As a result of that, I think you'll probably always have men dominating that, and that's not because of the physicality, but because of how we raise boys and girls, and it being maybe a little bit different on average. I just think you got more to choose from. You'll probably have more success with one gender.
If we're honest about it, there's more men that just take over the steering wheel, and that doesn't mean they were the better driver.
Right. Yeah.
Let's be honest about
that. Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely true. Well, a lot of young women have been raised as tennis players, and they're kind of reaching for the peak around Lincoln today, and we do have some updates for you from the state tennis tournament, and probably the area of most interest around here is actually in the Class B double. Because a great local area influence in the Class B girls doubles. In the number one doubles, Grand Island Central Catholic team of Sadie Gehring and Katie Golka have advanced to the state championship, defeating the team from Holdridge of Annie Almond and Alexa Obermeyer. So Grand Island Central Catholic's team beat Holdridge's team in the semifinals 6-1 and 6-love. And obviously Holdridge will play for third place. Their opponent will also have a little bit of local flavor as well as Kearney Catholic's team of Michelle Messbarger and Morgan Studi. They are the number two seed, and the Grand Island Central Catholic team is the one seed. So the one and two seeds from Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic will play for the Class B number one doubles later today. The Kearney Catholic team defeated Elkhorn South 6-4 and 6-2 today, so they'll play for the championship, and Holdridge will play for third place in Class B doubles. In the number two doubles in Class B, not quite as successful for Grand Island Central Catholic's team of Aaron Hoosman and Courtney Shundoff, as they fell to the number one seed overall from Omaha Scott. They lost 6-2 and 6-2. So Kearney Catholic will be taking on Grand Island Central Catholic for the third place, because GICC's team of Amanda Fay and Haley Roush lost to Elkhorn South 6-3 and 6-2 in the other semifinal.
No, that I was going to correct you, but you said it. We said it correct.
Yeah,
yeah. That's why I was getting ready to go. Well, yeah, but you did say it correct.
I eventually came back around.
Yeah,
and
you
got
came
that
back.
Right.
Yeah, there you kind of you balked at it a little bit, but you eventually got it right. There is no box on the radio.
Yeah, there you go. So the Class B singles, the number two singles in Class B, Grand Island Central Catholic's Emily Riley did lose in the semifinals to an undefeated player from Omaha Scut. So she'll play for third place, and the Hastings contingent, Josie Propp, was in the other semifinal, have not got the results from that yet, so certainly wish her the best of luck, and they are probably playing probably about right now, so we'll maybe even try to get that updated for you here in a little bit. In Class A, number one singles, Faith Kowalski did lose in the quarterfinals by scores of 6-4 and 7-5, so she is going to finish out of the money. In the number one doubles in Class A, Haley Limbach and Paige Bakova from Kearney, they did make it to the semifinals, but they eventually lost to top-seeded Papillion La Vista's team of Claire Nell and Spencer Roche by scores of 6-1 and 6-3. So they will play for third place against the team from Omaha Marion.
That's Roche, and that
Roche,
is and that's Billy Roche's daughter.
Oh, see? There you go. You now know, I got you know, put
from,
together.
From Kearney State, the great tennis player from Kearney State.
There you go. And our good friend here, Josie Krastenstein. We know a little bit about his her dad. And Vanessa Bamesberger, they will be playing an undefeated team from Omaha Marion in the number two doubles in the semifinals. And again, that match is probably going on about right now, and we'll see if we can get an update for you by the end of the show. But they're in the semifinals today. Do not have an update on that. And the number one singles, Faith Kowalski, as we mentioned, did lose in the quarterfinals. I think I already gave that. So that is the update that we have for you. Obviously, throughout the course of the day, we'll have updates from the state the state track meet going on. As A and C are competing right now, it'll be B and D later this afternoon and into the evening, and of course everything will wrap up tomorrow. And I've always kind of looked at the state track meet like the best athletes in the state convention. I mean, it's not 100% true, because you'll have some great tennis players, you'll have some folks that don't go out for anything in the spring, and you also have some pretty good soccer players out there. But overall, if you want to look at the greatest collection of athletes that we have in the state, state track meet is certainly where you're going to be able to find them year in and year out.
Well, what's great about the venue of that is you get to see it all at the same time. I mean, if you were going to drive and you wanted to watch your child compete in the 110 hurdles, well, you know, while you're sitting there, there's other things going on, you know. Yeah. And guess what? It's all in front of you. So you get to watch everybody else compete. So by mistake, you'd happen to be there. Now, a lot of people don't go there by mistake. They're going because they're watching the whole track meet. But, you know, I guess what I'm saying is if you have state golf at North Platte, and that's where your kid was playing, you would miss other people, you know, play or whatever, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, you won't see any of the great golfers out there. Hey, we need to take one more break. We're going to take that break, and we're going to come back with our fantastic Friday Fanatics Fan Quiz. We'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift card from Fanatics right after this.
At Copycat Printing, we do more than copy and print. We help our customers communicate. Today, the need for effective design is stronger than ever.
With the experience from our design team, let us help you refresh your look. Whether it's a new design or enhancing your current vision, we provide personalized designs for any project in mind.
Design isn't just a job, it's our passion.
Contact the design team at Copycat Printing, 2100 Avenue A, visit CarneyCopycat.com, or like them on Facebook. Copycat Printing, the better idea.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get USDA Select Boneless Beef Ribeye Steaks, only $8.98 a pound. 4 racks of pork spare ribs, only $2.15 a pound. And a 6-pound box of 16 6-ounce char patties, only $22.95 each. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a
a neighbor, not a number.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Hey!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Yeah, they come from almost every state to find out who's the best. So put me in, I'm your man, I promise I can do it all.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Kind of wrapping everything up here on a Friday, leading into Memorial Day weekend. And, of course, Memorial Day weekend leads us to the Indianapolis 500. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. And kind of, get, you know, when I think about the Indianapolis 500 and everything going on with David Letterman, I think it's interesting. Letterman is actually one of the investors in a couple of different teams.
And, is that right?
Yeah, and in years past, he's been the guy that says, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen now, start your engine. And I would be shocked, and I don't know, I have not looked this up. I'll tell you what, I'd be surprised if he's not the guy this year with his retirement. I'm just, I don't know if they've even announced that yet, but that's my prediction.
Hey, I'll tell you what, David Letterman, what a guy. Johnny Carson was fantastic. David Letterman. Did you watch David Letterman's last show?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, I loved it when he was at Taco Bell, taking the orders at Taco Bell. Yeah. You know, and he goes, hey, give me a super burrito without any meat. And the lady goes, I can't order it. They won't let me order it, but could you order it for me? She goes, well, I'm not paying for it. He goes, that's all right. You go, your bill's $21.60. He said, what? You know what I mean? You got a 99 cent this and that. He go, hey, what size pop do you want? And she goes, well, give me a, how do you want that? And he goes, well, she goes, a medium. And he goes, well, how big is that? And she says, well, somewhere between small and large. remember that?
Yeah.
I bet that was great. Just
and
the way
that gal, he was trying to get to order the burrito for him. She just takes off and she uses some profanity.
Yeah.
Next guy pulls up and says, she's gone, chief.
Yeah. That's how they ended that. But yeah, David, but with the kids, the children he had, what tremendous things he had with the children. But yeah, David Letterman, man, there's a guy, he'd be fun to just hang around with for about an hour on the show.
Yeah.
We probably can't get him to get here to co-host.
I doubt
that. We can't get him to co-host.
No.
He's fun to co-host.
Yeah, you know what? He doesn't try to be funny. He just kind of is. He's just kind of his shtick.
He needs to be on TV because his facial expressions kind of make some of it.
Yeah.
Just the way he tells the story and looks at your face and gets those eyes going. He's got like a Rodney Dangerfield, you know, with the face.
So. Yeah. Hey, it's time for us to play our Fanatics Friday fan quiz. Give a $25 gift card to Fanatics in downtown Kearney. The bullpen, the outdoor beer garden is open. Today, you would need an umbrella, but from time to time, it'll be an awfully good place to be out there. And they are a huge soccer bar, so you might want to keep that in mind with the Women's World Cup coming up right around the corner, as they're actually an outlet for the American Outlaws, and obviously that'll translate to the women's game as well. In fact, if the game's on, the game is on at Fanatics, dedicated to keeping the games on until they're all over with, so you don't have to worry about them turning off the game that you're trying to watch just because it's after 10 o'clock and something else is going on. If the game's on, the game will be on at Fanatics. And, of course, you can follow all the sports there on one of their 23 high-definition televisions. In fact, they have more than 23 now, including a couple of huge HD projection TVs, custom-crafted pizza for your choice of toppings, made to your specification, a wide variety of appetizers. Fanatics is your wing destination. They have sandwiches, burgers, even a kids' menu. And it's more fun with Fanatics
a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney. Well, we will take our first answer. The caller's coming in here. In fact, give us a call right now on the number here at 888-455-3776. Again, that is 888-455-3776, and 3776 does spell out ESPN. Again, 888-455-ESPN. Give us a call, and we'll be taking some answers, some questions here, and we'll try to give away our $25 gift card. And who's on the line? We got our first caller. Who's on the line?
Mike.
Mike. All right, Mike, here's your question for you. We kind of have another question on our poll question dealing with women and Janet Guthrie back in 1977, whether or not women will be driving a little bit more in things like the Indianapolis 500. My question for you is this. Sarah Fisher has been in the Indianapolis 500. She's a female driver, and she has the record for most times as a female driver in the Indianapolis 500. How many times has Sarah Fisher driven in the 500?
Six times?
Six times is incorrect. Give us a call back here in just a little bit. Give us another try, and we'll try to give this one away as well. With Sarah Fisher has not been in there six times. I won't say more or less. Who are we talking to?
Jason.
Jason. All right, I'm going to ask you the same question. How many times has Sarah Fisher driven in the 500?
Four.
Four is incorrect. Sorry, you'll have to give us another shot as well. Getting close to having to change up the question here. We'll give one more caller, one more shot at it here. Unless, of course, it takes a couple more minutes as the phone is ringing. It is not four. It is not six. And who are we talking to?
Jason.
Jason, you're back. All right, Sarah Fisher, how many times has she been in the 500?
Three.
Three is incorrect. Sorry, you'll have to give us another call back. Again, we're just kind of picking a number. And again, if I would ask, you kind of talked me into don't ask the person's name, because I don't think anybody would have come up with Sarah Fisher unless you're a diehard Indianapolis 500 fan. Who are we speaking with?
It's Jace.
Jace, did you say?
Hey,
I'm kind of losing you a little bit, so let me just ask you the question. How many times has Sarah Fisher driven in the Indianapolis 500?
Seven.
Seven is incorrect. Sorry, it is not seven.
Sounded like he was driving in the Indianapolis 500. Hey, if you're driving really fast, don't call in right now, please.
All right, who are we talking with now? Oh, nobody.
That guy's hung up. Yeah, yeah, he's just driving fast. He didn't want to get chewed out.
There you go. Wanted to be safe. That's good. It's better to be safe than be sorry. Certainly, that's true. This one's a little bit, well, I don't know. It's a little bit harder than I guess
they're
anticipated.
All those answers have been in the vicinity, though.
They've been reasonable.
Yeah, they haven't been ridiculous.
They've all been reasonable.
No one said 73 dimes. You know, how many years do you think you have your driver's license? You know. Yeah, wait. Well,
technically, you don't have to have your driver's license.
Oh, yeah, to drive in the Indianapolis 500. I didn't know you did.
In fact, the behavior that'll get you a driver's license probably won't work for you in the 500.
I don't think that's fair. I think you got to have a license.
Yeah, probably need to have that. We're still waiting for another call. Yeah, we're waiting for somebody else to call. We got to give it away. We were close. Can I just give it a hint? We were close. One of our answers was close. All right, who are we talking with? Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to say five.
Five is incorrect. Sorry. Well, and again, we're close. We need to go up. How's that? We're helping out a little bit. All right, who are we talking to now?
This is Jason.
Jason, you're back. All right. How many times has Sarah Fisher driven in the 500?
Twice.
It's more than seven. We're going to tell you that. It's more than seven.
Yeah.
Give us another number.
All right, we'll have to have the next person call in, and it's more than seven.
You told him that, didn't you? You told him. Yeah, you did say that. It's more than seven.
I think I did hint at that, absolutely. All right, who are we talking with?
Galen.
Galen. All right, how many times has Sarah Fisher driven in the 500?
Eight.
Eight is correct. You are our winner. Congratulations.
Galen, is that the Galen I know?
It is.
Hey, congratulations. Come to Kearney, and we'll split that together.
It sounds like a good idea.
All right. Hey, Galen, stay on the line, even though Jim knows you. We'll get your name and number here in just a little bit. Congratulations.
Yep.
And Galen is our winner of our Fanatics Friday Fan Quiz. Sarah Fisher has driven in the Indianapolis 500 five times. Since we're kind of talking about women, Danica Patrick had the best finish for any woman. She finished third, and that is not any of the 2 years in which she actually led the race.
Isn't that something?
It's just kind of interesting how that kind of worked out. And by the way, one of my favorite Indianapolis 500 stories, I have to tell it real quick.
Okay.
I won a bet with a friend of mine. He actually bought my pizza while we were watching the race because I said, I bet A.J. Foyt wins. It was tape delayed. I already knew it was all over with. I told him that after I wiped my face with
the
napkin at the end.
You're not supposed to gamble on fair things like this.
You got to know Scott. You got to know Scott. It was funny.
I didn't think you'd bring that up.
Funny.
You brought it up.
I did. Hey, I want to say thanks to Russ Kindig from Hastings, Legion coach. Glad he could join us, as well as the new football coach over at Hastings High, Charlie Shoemaker. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
And we'll talk to you. I had a good show today with Randy. Thank you.
All right. Good seeing you again, Jim. Enjoy the weekend. We'll be back again on Tuesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.